But why Mr. Paris?
Why did I come to Sam's dressing room, or why was Katrina there in the first place?
Let's start again from the beginning.
Well, I've tried to explain it.
I know, but I'm not a theatre person. The closest I come to actors is Corey.
I was in that. Albert Tatlock's hipster nephew. I chatted up Bette Lynch in The Rovers and helped Ina Sharples move in when she got her job back at the community centre.
Before my time.
And before the residents of Weatherfield went spray tan orange.
For 25 minutes, I'd been hindering the police with their inquiries about how I discovered Katrina Selsey's body. But everything I told D.I. Hadlow was met with baffled confusion.
So, you went to congratulate Mr. Newton Reed in what you thought was his dressing room.
It was his dressing room.
But Katrina Selsey was in there.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. The door was ajar, so I peeped in, and that's when I saw the body. Actually, the first thing I saw was a hell of a lot of blood, and then as my brain made sense of the scene, I realised it wasn't Sam at all.
But if it was Mr. Newton Reed's dressing room, why was Miss Selsey's stuff in there?
I don't know. I mean, she had been angling to swap with him.
Angling?
Well, nice big room, decent sofa, posh bathroom fittings. The number one dressing room goes with star billing.
I'm no expert, but isn't Hamlet the star of Hamlet?
Well, it does what it says on the folio.
Well, then why did Miss Selsey think she should have the number one dressing room?
You may well ask.
I did.
Not to speak ill of the dead, but Katrina very much believed her own publicity.
Bit of an ego.
I feel awful, but she was less of an actor, more a star turn.
Like my chief super, fast track graduate, only happy when he's doing a press conference. But has he ever nicked a pickpocket down the dilly? It really gets on my... Sorry, long week.
You and me both.
Carry on, Mr. Paris.
Our original Hamlet was injured in rehearsals.
That's Jared Roone.
Yeah. Sam Newton Reed was a last minute sub. There was a big piece in the stage.
Not required reading in the Met.
Anyway, Sam got the gig, but Katrina had the profile, and that's why she felt entitled to the star dressing room.
I see. Did you like her?
Like her?
Well, put it another way. Was Miss Selsey popular with the rest of the cast?
She didn't go out of her way to make friends.
Enemies?
That's putting it a bit strong.
How would you put it?
A year ago, she was on the checkout at Lidl. A talent show makes her a household name, then she lands a major part in the West End. Katrina Selsey had been given the keys to the toy shop and she was stuffing her face.
She wouldn't stuff her face from a toy shop.
No.
A sweet shop.
Yeah.
Or cake shop.
Right.
Or a...
Oh. It's my agent. I'll call him back.
We're done for now.
Oh, thanks. How did Katrina actually die?
That's for the pathologist's report. But she seems to have hit the back of her head on the corner of the marble sink unit.
Nasty.
Dangers of posh bathroom fittings.
Can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
Do you think there's any connection between Jared's injury and Katrina's death?
Why? Do you?
Well, I'm just an actor.
You better call your agent back.
At last.
I've been a bit busy talking to the police.
Please tell me Katrina's death was nothing to do with you. Only you do have an unerring habit of stalking the Grim Reaper, which I suppose is better than the Grim Reaper stalking you.
Silly of me to expect a shred of empathy.
You're right. I'm sorry. It must have been horrible.
It was.
Poor girl.
Say that again.
And so young. Oh, shocking. So, who's taking over?
One more upgrade and you could pass for a human.
The show must go on.
He said, client list on tablet, scrolling through actresses, playing range 18 to 30.
A Boy Scout is always prepared.
You were never a Boy Scout.
I didn't fancy all that camping.
How times change.
So, what's da word on Shaftesbury Avenue?
According to Sam, you're the agent's agent. You tell me what's happening.
Well, I can't imagine Tony Copeland pulling the plug after one night.
I guess the understudy will go on for the time being.
Millie.
Don't tell me she's on your books as well as Sam.
No, not yet. Is she as good as Sam says, or is he being the loyal boyfriend?
Actually, when I saw them together on the Fringe, I thought she was terrific.
Really?
Sign her, you could have the next Burton and Taylor on your books.
Kerr, as they say, ching. I'd better see this girl. Get me a comp for the next show, will you?
Surely the agent's agent can afford to pay for his own ticket.
Tony Copeland owes me. If it wasn't for the agent's agent, they wouldn't have Sam in the lead.
Not to mention me.
You're my loss leader. I hire you out at a discount.
Sod, as they say, off. And get your own bloody tickets while you're at it.
If you won't ask for comps, put me down for a couple of house seats.
Sam's your new golden boy. Ask him.
He'd be far too busy rehearsing with Millie. I want to see them both on top of their game.
You really are something else, Morris.
I know. I'm the agent's agent. Ciao.
As neither the ghost nor the gravedigger have scenes with Ophelia, I had plenty of time to watch Millie rehearse.
Are you honest?
My lord?
Are you fair?
For the first time, there was a buzz on stage.
But if you be honest,
and unlike Katrina, Millie didn't try to persuade our director to replace Ophelia's Mad Scene song with her new single.
Have better commerce than with honesty.
There was no concealing her joy at stepping out from the wings. But was there a hint of triumphalism in Millie's final bow? The weekend arrived not before time, and Sunday was moving-in day for our new lodger and my colleague, Geraldine.
Francis?
Out here. I don't want to intrude, but I took the liberty of chilling some fizz as a thank you for taking me in.
That's the kind of liberty I like, and I'm hardly taking you in.
Oh, I couldn't have slept on my friend's sofa much longer.
Terrible for the back.
Not to mention the strain of going home with the director every night.
Someone call.
A popping cork's like catnip to you.
I brought another glass.
He keeps one in his pocket on the off chance.
I can go down the drummer monkey if this is girls only.
Don't know about Geraldine, but I know girl.
Oh, that ship has sailed for me too. What do you reckon, Francis? Make it a threesome?
Well, I was only after a drink.
I knew as I said it.
I do apologise. He was raised on a diet of carry-ons.
Let's start again. To my new landlady.
And my old one.
Steady. Geraldine was saying it's been a strain staying with Ned.
Ned English was best known as one of the judges on Fame's The Game, but he'd made his reputation in theatre, and our Hamlet had been cooked up between him and producer-impresario Tony Copeland.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really grateful to him and Kathy for putting me out.
But he can't leave work in the rehearsal room?
Well, that wasn't the problem. Keep this to yourself, but things aren't great between them.
Oh?
The marriage is on the skids, and surprise, surprise, Ned's having an affair with a young actress.
No cliché left unturned.
Kathy's in pieces.
But she was lovely.
Oh, I forgot you knew her.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
Well, a bit. We did a show together years ago.
Well, every night we've been drinking Pinot Grigio while she cries on my shoulder.
She doesn't deserve that. Ned's an idiot.
A dark look from Francis said I'd be a shoo-in when they create a Nobel Prize for hypocrisy.
Not only do I need a solid night's sleep, I'm becoming Pinot Grigio intolerant.
Well, just as well. I was going to open a Merlot to go with one of my fusion specials. How about Pan Asian?
Or put it straight down the pan and cut out the middleman.
Oi!
If you're prepared to let me loose in your kitchen, I do a mean spaghetti puttanesca.
Don't feel obliged.
Cooking's my way of relaxing.
Relax away.
Oh, well, I'll make a start.
She acts, she writes, she cooks. Where has she been all my life?
Said you'd get along.
Get along? I could marry her.
You've got to give me the recipe for this.
If I give it to you, I have to kill you.
Give it to him!
At least I'll die happy.
I can live on this.
You don't look like you live on pasta.
Boxer size. I'm a complete addict. You should come along.
Me?
Yeah, you get fit, offload aggression, and you can eat as much pasta as you like.
Maybe I will.
You take up boxing.
Boxer size.
After a slow-mo fantasy of them sweating it out like raging bull, I sensed Francis reading my mind, so shifted gear.
Spaghetti puttanesca.
It means whore, the spaghetti. Not sure why.
I suppose sex worker's spaghetti doesn't have quite the same ring.
Should I open another bottle?
Not for me.
What?
On planet Paris, that's like saying no more air for me.
I don't want a hangover tomorrow, not while we're breaking in a new Ophelia.
Well, I'm much more relaxed now Millie's playing the part.
Yeah, never mind the dead actress.
Obviously, I'd rather Katrina was still alive. I thought D.I. Hadlow kept giving me a funny look.
I frequently give you a funny look.
She couldn't get her head around why Katrina was in Sam's dressing room.
Well, she'd had her eye on it from day one, so she bribed Cornelius and the fourth player to move her stuff in during the show.
I suppose they are on equity minimum.
I'm surprised you didn't undercut them.
Here's a poser for you. How do you hit the back of your head on a basin? The room's carpeted, so she couldn't have slipped backwards.
I hadn't thought of that.
From the amount of blood I saw, she'd have gone back pretty damn hard.
Is this the bit where Inspector Paris suspects foul play?
Oh, don't get him started.
Katrina hadn't made herself many friends in the company. I just can't help wondering if she'd made any enemies.
Stand clear of the doors, please. This train is ready to depart.
Hold it!
I jammed a shoe in the door, allowing a kid to jump aboard.
Cheers, Charles.
Will! I didn't recognise you with the hood. Will Portman was our assistant stage manager and Hamlet's understudy.
You going into work?
Yorick's skull took a fall last night, so I've got to wield the superglue.
Running repairs are part of an ASM's duties, but I felt sorry for the boy. When Jared was injured, Will stepped into the limelight. But his break of a lifetime was short-lived when Tony Copeland brought in wunderkind Sam Newton-Reed.
Do you live up this way?
I'm staying with my mum at the moment.
I thought your parents were in the States.
Just my old man.
Ah. Wasn't he coming to see you?
Still is.
That's good.
It'd have been better if I was playing Hamlet.
I know it doesn't help, but I was really cut up for you. We all were.
Everyone's been dead nice about it, but... Well, you've got to get over these things. You know, put it behind you, move on.
I don't know if I'd have been so philosophical when I was your age.
No point in living in what-ifs. You've just got to get on with what is and just look for the next break.
At Leicester Square, Will scurried off while I picked up a half of Bell's and a falafel wrap from Gabby's, covering all the major food groups. Well, all my major food groups.
Mr. Paris.
Hello there.
Do you always come in this early?
Perks of a West End show. Somewhere to put your feet up and do the Guardian cryptic.
Oh, I thought it'd be fame and fortune.
Oh, you really don't know much about theatre. Do you mind if I ask you something about Katrina Selsey?
You can ask.
You said she hit the back of her head on the sink unit.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't that be quite difficult?
You're right, it would. It seems she went to retouch her makeup at the end of the show, but someone had tampered with it.
Tampered?
Forensics said her mascara contained undiluted bleach.
That's horrible.
It is rather.
Hang on.
A visual memory flashed back to me from the night I found her body.
You all right, Mr. Paris?
I'm having a moment.
Sherlock has his mind palace. I have my mind bedsit. In need of renovation, suitable for non-smoking loner, good sense of humour, absolutely essential.
Katrina's eye.
What about it?
It was bloodshot, sore-looking, like when someone has a violent allergic reaction.
She must have jumped back so violently, she cracked her head on the basin. I've just been taking another look at the room.
Does that mean you're investigating a murder?
You said Katrina didn't make too many friends. Did anyone dislike her enough to want to hurt her?
Well, that's a whole lot of dislike.
Let me know if you have another one of your moments.
After a quiet hour in my dressing room tussling with a particularly mean eight across, I sloped into a corner of Soho Crossrail that Boris hadn't yet demolished.
Pint of best.
Which one? This week's microbrewery craft ale week, so you're sport for choice.
What craft ale would you recommend that approximates a pint of best?
Well, it's very much a matter of personal taste.
My personal taste is for brown beer.
To complement food?
Not to insult it.
Try the Water Street Gold. It's brewed right round the corner in a disused gents.
A pint of that, and I don't suppose you do anything approximating a ploughman's.
Oh, we do a Berwick Street Market Trader's Platter, Soho Sourdough, Wild Boar Cheek Sous Vide, Artisan Cheese and Vine Ripened Tomatoes.
How about just some chips?
From our tapas-style small plates, we do a nest of heritage potato frites with saffron hollandaise and lemon air.
I'll have a plate of those.
Sure, except they serve on a breeze block, not a plate.
I should have guessed.
Chef's whimsical response to the Crossrail building work.
Yeah, great. Just make sure there's a dollop of ironic brown sauce on the side.
Pint in one hand, breeze block in the other, I slalomed past tables of salad-nibbling size zeros and bearded Hoxton hipsters till I spotted a familiar face in the throng.
Millie!
Is there anywhere to sit in this place?
There. Quick, grab the table before the trendies turn it into an annex of Shoreditch. Can I get you something stronger?
Oh, no, I'm supposed to be meeting Sam, but he's running late.
Ah, heritage frite.
Oh, thanks.
So, how's it going?
You know, can't complain.
I'll see. You're playing Ophelia in the West End.
Till Ned and Tony find a starry name, then I'll be back ASMing.
You don't want to think like that.
I'm just being realistic.
Take my advice, enjoy the moment.
I'll try.
I'd long since realised that I was practically invisible to 20-something actresses, but this was the fourth time Millie had checked her phone, then peered towards the door.
Is he very late?
Oh, sorry, Charles. He had a casting at Pinewood and asked me to meet him here afterwards.
Pinewood? Movie?
All top secret. He's lined up for a lead.
This really is Sam's year.
He had to sign a non-disclosure agreement before his agent was even allowed to forward the script.
I made a mental note to pump Morris for information about this movie, see if I could pick up any leftover crumbs from Sam's table.
Hamlet in the West End, next stop, Hollywood.
Well, you've got to grab the breaks when they come. And actors fly back and forwards all the time.
Not great for relationships, though.
In the wise words of Sam Cooke,
Love Will Find a Way.
I thought that was Lion King too.
Same title, different song. I suddenly feel very old.
I'll Google it.
No, the point is, nothing's insurmountable if you're determined to make it work.
Hard for two actors, though. I've already been warned that one actor and a marriage is bad enough.
Who told you that? Silly question. Frances had been Millie's English teacher and drama mentor.
Oh, Sam, over here.
Hi, hon.
I'll take my fries elsewhere.
Oh, don't be silly. What can I get you?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Me too.
Just me and Doug, then.
Sam stepped out of the way, and my field of vision was filled by a slab of manhood in jeans and a leather jacket.
Millie, Charles, Doug Hayes, Tony Copeland's personal assistant.
Personal driver and general dog's body more. I'll tell you, party around here is getting worse by the day.
The 60-a-day voice sent a shiver through me. It was the same voice I'd heard putting the frighteners on one of our stagehands shortly after Jared Roon's accident.
Doug drove me back from Pinewood.
Gotta look after our new star.
I'll get the drinks. You grab a couple of chairs.
In youth when I did love, me thought it was very sweet. I got through the show on autopilot, my mind rerunning the night in the White Horse when I overheard Doug Hayes menacing Baz, one of our crew. It was just after Jared's near-fatal accident, and the more I replayed the scene in my head, the more I recalled a distinct whiff of blackmail and counter-threat in the beery air. But who was threatening who? I mean, whom? Do I? And why?
You're getting the tube back?
I think I'll have an unwinder first.
I'll defer the pleasure in case Frances is up for a glass of wine.
More like a chalice of blood. Her Game of Thrones box set arrived this morning.
Oh, I wonder if she'll let me join her.
Rather you than me. I don't do elves.
Strictly speaking, the children of the forest aren't elves. They're actually...
Yeah, I think you're mistaking me for someone who actually gives a...
Steady on, Charles.
You've managed to blag a ticket, then.
How do you do? Maurice Skellen, Charles's former agent.
You wouldn't dare drop me. I know where the bodies are buried.
Mostly under pub tables where you bored them to death. And you are Geraldine. I've just been entranced by your Gertrude.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't been so moved since Judy played it at the National.
I like you.
I like me too. That's already something we've got in common. We should have a gossipy lunch sometime.
Oh, sure. Okay, thank you. Well, I'd better be off. Nice to meet you, Morris.
Call me. She's very good.
And?
Well done, Charles. Good solid stuff.
Along the corridor to the right.
What is?
Sam's dressing room. I assume you're here to see the man of the match.
Naked jealousy doesn't become you, having said which the green matches your sallow complexion.
That's makeup.
As it happens, I'm here to see Millie. You were right. Maybe not Liz Taylor, but there's definitely something there. Keep up the dependable work.
What about this film?
Film?
The one Sam's got the lead in.
I have signed a non-disclosure agreement, which in my world is the Official Secrets Act. Have you any idea what studio lawyers would do to me if it gets out I've leaked?
Take away your Ivy Club loyalty points.
How much do you know?
How much do you think I know?
Nothing?
Okay, if you're prepared to take that chance.
And what if I call your bluff?
We are backstage in a West End theatre, the most powerful gossip shop in the world. The question you gotta ask yourself is, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Morris?
What do you want, Charles?
A part, speaking, a named character on the credits.
How do you get to sleep at night?
I count agents selling their own mothers. I was still on a high when I rocked up at the Marquis of Hampshire, where the bar staff know my post-show proclivities.
Good show, Charles.
Four curtain calls.
Two double scotches, then.
Thanking you. Take 20. Tell me when it runs out.
It's running.
A peripheral twinkle caught my eye. I scanned the bar and spotted the etiolated goth stagehand Baz, hunched at a corner table, light glinting off his chrome piercings.
Evening.
Baz looked up from his pint and looked back down.
All right.
Was that the haunted look of guilt? Or was it flatulence? Right second time. Sensing I wasn't in for the cut and thrust of Wildean aphorism, I tried another tack.
Can I get you another?
If you're offered.
Pints arrived. Conversation didn't.
Cheers.
I tried every opening gambit in the Book of Bloke, but taciturn Baz was indifferent to football, hated cricket, and didn't give a damn about the future of Top Gear. I was getting desperate.
I'll tell you something. They know how to keep their beer. You're not wrong there, mate. You can hardly get a decent pint in the West End anymore. It's all overpriced import lager and Poncy Craft Ale, whatever the hell that is.
Proper hacks me off.
Beer bonding, and we were off. Two more pints and Baz was Noel Coward in combats in a Metallica hoodie.
I'll tell you something else I can't stand.
What's that?
Talent shows.
Don't get me started.
Dancing dogs and prancing boy bands.
You'd never get a proper band coming out of one of those shows.
Never.
Can you imagine, I don't know, Megadeth or Motley Crue or Metallica?
Never in a million years.
Yeah. Kerr, as Morris would say, ching.
I didn't have you down as a metalhead.
Hey, I'm still alive, aren't I?
Actually, I can't stand metal. But I haven't spent 40 years reading the NME for nothing.
Of course, I remember the originals. I saw Purple support Cream on the Goodbye Tour.
No way.
Way.
Back in the day, there was a Purple gig so loud, people passed out.
Rainbow 72, I was there.
Respect.
Yeah.
You're all right, Charles.
Cheers, Baz.
Most actors look straight through the crew.
Hey, we're all in it together, all doing our jobs.
You're not wrong there.
Baz's job was to safety check the set, which had collapsed onto Jared.
That's what these talent show kids don't get. Don't get me wrong, it's terrible what happened, but Katrina was like that.
Yeah.
And Jared.
A noticeable reticence suggested I'd hit a nerve.
Bit weird, though. Two leads going down in one show. I wouldn't mind if it was the Scottish play.
Another superstitious actor.
Not me. Knock on wood. I tell you what, though, there's a lot of gossip my side of the curtain.
Always is with you lot.
Don't tell me the crew don't gossip. They must think it's weird. First Jared, now Katrina.
He shrugged. Remembering Doug Hayes' exact words, I repeated them and waited for a reaction.
I suppose theatres are dangerous places. You, of all people, know that it's not unusual for accidents to happen.
Baz looked me in the eye. The quote seemed to cut through the alcohol.
Meaning?
Some people are saying that what happened to Jared wasn't an accident.
Am I being accused of something?
I'm just wondering.
Well, I'd stop wondering if you know what's good for you. A piece of set collapsed, end of.
A piece of set you were responsible for checking?
I did check it.
Could it have been sabotaged?
Why in the hell would any of us sabotage a show we're working on? We need the money.
Unless someone offered you more money. Say, Doug Hayes.
I wouldn't go around making accusations like that if I were you.
I'm just asking a question.
Well, don't. Go home, Charles.
I haven't finished my drink.
Well, I'm going.
You haven't finished yours.
I've had enough for one evening.
Bursting for a pee, I raced home using the Kinks to clear a deep purple earworm.
I'm terrified to walk out of my own front door. They're demonstrating outside. Oh!
Charles!
Sorry, I'm... Wow, nice tats.
Charles?
I didn't mean... I'm sorry.
To lock the door. I think we should let you get dry.
Ooh.
How drunk are you?
Well, stone cold sober after seeing that.
Don't call a naked woman that.
Not the naked woman. What was on the naked woman? Don't tell me you didn't notice.
I noticed her unbelievably flat abs.
But not her amazing tats.
Grow up, Charles.
Tats, tattoos.
I didn't notice, but you clearly lingered longer.
I didn't linger, but they were pretty unusual.
Unusual how?
Unless I'm very much mistaken, she's got George Eliot on her right buttock.
The next show went smoothly enough. Geraldine was unfazed by our close encounter, while Baz kept out of my way. After a meagre 3 curtain calls, I changed, knocked back a quick double, then wound my way through the quiet, non-touristy back alleys.
Charles, isn't it? We met in that Poncy pub yesterday, we're saying.
Doug, yeah, hi.
Get in, I'll get you a lift.
Cheers, but I've just got to get to the... I can't breathe.
I'm not asking. I'm telling. Now get in the car.
Evening, Charles.
Where to, Tony?
Just drive around while we have a little chat.
Got it.
And give us a bit of privacy, will you?
You're taking me out to Epping Forest.
You've been watching too many Ray Winston films. It's late, Charles. You want to go home, and I want to go home, so... Let's get to the point. You've been spreading malicious rumours about Jared's accident, and I wanted to stop.
What if they're not rumours?
If you've got proof, you better go to the police.
I heard Doug threatening Baz.
An eavesdropped conversation that'll stand up in court.
When I mentioned it to Baz last night, he looked pretty angry.
He's a Metallica fan. They always look angry. Now, why on earth would I invest a great deal of money in a show and then pay for my leading man to break his leg? It makes no sense. Jared's name was my crock of gold.
But his acting was a crock...
Look, Charles, I'm all about the box office. And thanks to Jared and Katrina, bookings were through the roof.
Are you seriously telling me a hospitalisation and a death in a week is just a coincidence?
OK, I admit. Jared was a liability.
So, you're admitting you arranged for the accident?
Nice try, Charles. You can surmise till the cows come home. Anyway, Jared survived the accident.
Which then went viral on social media, so win-win for you.
That's very cynical.
You can't pay for that kind of publicity.
Actually, I can. But why pay when the fans do it for free? Better to spend the money whipping up PR for Sam.
And Katrina?
An unfortunate coincidence.
Really?
She was a royal pain in the backside, but I can handle divas providing they deliver. And whatever you think of Katrina, she delivered. I was as shocked as anyone by her death. Millie's got zero profile, so my publicity people are working 24/7 trying to build a story, and I really don't need any more grey hairs caused by one of my cast playing amateur sleuth. Understood? Drop Charles here.
Well, thanks for not breaking my kneecaps.
Oh, Doug was keen. But I can't afford to lose any more actors. Stay lucky.
Swinging into the first pub I saw, I drank till my legs stopped shaking. Pit Bull Doug had shaken me up. But it was his master who convinced me he had nothing to do with Katrina's death. Counting sheep never works for me. So I lay in bed that night with a company and cast list, counting suspects.
In episode 3 of A Decent Interval, Charles was played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. Geraldine was Amelia Bullmore, Millie, Rebecca Hamilton, Sam, George Watkins, Will, Keelan McCarthy, D.I. Hadlow, Deborah Baker, Doug, Richard Peppel, and Tony, Ewan Bailey. A Decent Interval was written by Jeremy Front, based on the novel by Simon Brett. The director was Sally Evans.